All right, so we are live. And so, hello everyone. My name is Sarah Otis with Healing Hands Holistic Therapies, and this is day one of the 21 days of up-leveling our human vessels. So, all righty, and I'm excited to be here with you all and get things started. You know, we've got these two final months of the year. It's like, wow, it's like this year went by like that, but yet some would say each month was 10 to 12 years each month. It feels like we've gone through 20 years. It almost feels like. And you think of the amount that we have unloaded over these, you know, last 10 months, what all we have had thrown up in our face, things that we had no choice but to sit and acknowledge. We couldn't run from it anymore. We had to be put in our timeouts. You know, if people want to think of it that way, but it was a time that we could go into ourselves and listen to what it is that our higher selves, our souls, has been wanting to convey to us. But we've been too busy with all the outside, you know, chatter. Oh, I got to do this, I got to do this. You know, we've been distracted and diverted for so long. And this year has been a chance where, even though there was forces that put us in that timeout, but it was a way that you could be in that timeout and there'd be no responsibilities. Now there are, yes, some of us that still had to go to work. But it was something that you had time out without so much on you, you know, that the normal daily life always requires of us. So the whole thing that I was getting about these programs is, and any of you who've worked with me before, you too have, gone are the days of wanting to work with people that aren't willing to take accountability for themselves. That's just, that's like I was saying earlier, grinding two pieces of sandpaper together. Oh, it makes, you know, it's unnerving because it's like you might as well talk to that feather up here. It might talk back to you because they're not there to receive, and there's zero judgment whatsoever in those souls who are choosing that. Because the thing is, this year has been, you're going to see that division. Going to see the ones that are going to choose to stay where we are right now. They're okay with, you know, pointing the finger at everyone else for all their problems and putting people of power up on pedestals. No one's going to save you but yourself. And if you're looking outside thinking that, you know, a president or a prime minister, whoever it is going to save us, bless your soul, that's not going to happen. And if that's where you are, that's okay. That's where you are. But that where I'm headed and the people I want to work with are the ones that believe it. We're the ones that are in control. And so this is what the whole purpose of these two programs are going to be about, is it's time to take full accountability. And even if we say, well, I am, there's those hidden layers are like, I'm here. No, you're not. And then a lot of times it's not necessarily this lifetime. It's your ancestral lineage. And that's a lot of what these programs are going to address, because yes, you're going to have your own issues in this lifetime, but you don't realize how much of it's being triggered by your previous ancestors. Let me shift this. Let's pick it up by one light. I don't want to be a glare. So as far as the 21 days, I broke them into, of course, the 3 weeks. So this, each week I will announce what we're utilizing. So this week we're going to be using the flower essence category. And if you know anything about flower essences, they dig deep into the emotional aspects of our soul and our consciousness. And some of them, as I read the description, may be like, that doesn't really resonate. It may not be necessarily you, but it's an ancestor. And so over the days of the week, it may be all of a sudden it will come up and be like, oh, hello, who are you? You know, where did you come from? And so a trauma may come up and trigger something in this lifetime for you. And you may at first be like, where did that come from? You know, what is this in context to? And so, you know, keep notes of those things and you can always reach out to me and we can tune into it. So it's going to help to peel back the layers, because we're working not only on during this time period collectively with all the light codes and downloads we're getting. It's helping with the DNA activation. It's working on, you know, closing out and collapsing those old timelines that do not serve us. So in doing this, it's going to bring up those ancestral things. And it's almost like it's going to be to a point where you're going to be drowning and you're going to have a choice to say, I no longer choose to carry forth this in my lineage. You can heal it for the lineage, but the point is that previous ancestors, it's their choice whether they want to heal. And right now, where we're in the Hallowed Eve's time, the veils are thin, and they're claiming that this time, this year, is the thinnest it's ever been. And so when we're in these thinner veils, more of your ancestors can pass through. And that's why when I was asking, you know, what category it wanted me to start out with, it was adamant, you know, the flower essences being we were going to be in such this time of thin veil. So it's like when I started writing everything down, you got the cold chills, like, okay, confirmation, that's it, we're on board. So we will have 6 days of flower essence, and then on the seventh day, we will be working with the meridian category. So it's going to help. We're going to see whatever meridian comes up at the end of the week is most in need of balancing. And I'm excited to see which one will show up to see where there is an imbalance within our vessels. Because when I say vessels, I'm meaning our human body, our suits, these armor that we have suited ourselves up with. So, and I wanted to kind of go into that because I didn't want to list Merkaba, because I knew if I said that in the thing, people would be like, what's that? And I know some people may be like, what's a vessel? What does she mean by a vessel? So I just wanted to, you know, go back in, and I know I've shown you all the painting before because it's not behind me anymore. So this is us today. You know, we're in the middle, our human vessel. So we are embarking on this journey. And I just wanted to read, bring my screen up, about, you know, what is a Merkaba? So the Merkaba is the, of course, the two triangles, you know, the inverted, the upper and down triangle. And so if you break it down, Mer means a kind of light that rotates within itself. Ka means spirit, referring to the human spirit. And Ba means the human body. So the point is of the Merkaba, it's creating its own torus that is circling around the body, as well as the torus that is, you know, surrounding in the galaxy. So you have the one that's coming out of your heart torus, and it just is like creates an infinite, and then you're within a torus. And right now, that's what is needing the most is the up leveling, because our human vessels are starting to break down in some ways. And as we rise up in consciousness, our bodies are changing. So you're going to notice you may feel heavier at times, you may hurt, you may ache. You may find your body doesn't want to do what you want it to. And you're just like, what the heck happened? I've never had a problem. Come on, leg. We got to do this. You know, feel like you're dragging a leg or a foot. Or maybe your hands and arms don't want to work. So before you get into frustration, because I know sometimes you have no choice, be like, damn it, I got to get this done. Arm work. send it some love, you know, and even if you just kind of sit, you know, kind of pet yourself, you know, or hug yourself, or just hold yourself and let it know how much you appreciate it, you know, for getting you through your life and whatever maybe task you're in the middle of. Because as you know, we've all been shifting from this carbon-based body into a crystalline body. And it's not pleasant as we, you know, because carbon is so dense, crystalline is very light. And so you got to think, you still got to get rid of all that density before you can rise up into this crystalline body. And then as we shift our consciousness, our thoughts and our beliefs, that lightens us even more. And some of us may be finding we're not grounded in our body. You know, we're a little airy fairy. Woo, tie me to a string, pull me back down. That's very common as well. And that's kind of what I went into with today's asking, is the help to root us and ground us back into our vessels, because this is the vessel we chose to ride through in this lifetime. Next lifetime, you can pick a different one. But to keep having more love and compassion for this vessel so that we can bring in more light and allow that torus to flow freely without distortion. And so basically, let me get a drink of water. So basically this journey, we are embarking on a deep level of accountability, truth, and honoring ourselves. and how we have been holding on to traumas and pain to be seen, to be heard, and to be acknowledged. It is a time to surrender all of this and step into our full power and potential and heal those old wounds and traumas from this lifetime and your lineage to truly be free. And that's my whole intention for these two programs. And so the 21 days is definitely going to it's going to push things real quick, where next month, those of you who've signed up for the 4-week, it's going to go even further, because then we're going to dig into, you can almost take the aspects of what your daily, because you're going to get a soul work assignment, and it's nothing major, but it's something for you. So you may notice that when we get into December, those themes are going to come up. They're going to show up, because when we take these journeys during each week's healing portion of the program, even though I can be facilitating some, each one of you all are going to experience something different. Someone may come in, you may hear something, you may feel something, and it's going to tie back to whatever it is you still are working on that may show up for you in your soul work, and whatever might rise to the surface as each daily code is downloaded and you start to feel these things come up. So that's why I shared the video before we got started of ways you can take care of yourself, you know, before, during, and after, because it's going to be really important, because there's going to be things that are going to come up and it may drag you down into a hole. If you need some help, wave your white flag and let me know, reach out to me, because there's going to be times that, you know, you may need to talk, or you may need just someone to help you be accountable. Because a lot of times I have that, I need to talk to somebody, I just need to speak it. And then it answers my own questions by me simply speaking it. So I think that's all I wanted to say about kind of to get the premise of the program. My intention each day is to keep it as short as possible, to just be come in, direct, take care of the asking, present the code, you know, the description, and then move on so that it doesn't tie up your days. Today was going to be a little bit longer just to kind of speak a little bit more. So for today's asking, I was asking what will anchor, ground, and connect each of us fully into Mother Earth, our vessels, and our cosmic connection as we get started on this journey. And so the code that arose was the Southern Cross, and it's an Australian blend. And let me get opened. And so this one was perfect as I was reading it. So it says, so it's from the Stirling Ranges of West Australia. It is for those who have a tendency to feel that they are a victim, that life has been hard. Hold on. Let me do this one screen. That life has been hard on them, or that they have been hard done by. And I would almost feel like saying that they feel slighted, that maybe people slighted them, that life has slighted them. This essence helps people to understand that they all create the situations that happen to them in their lives, and that they can change their situation by changing their thoughts. And so a negative condition that why people would utilize this is victim mentality, complaining, bitter, martyrs, poverty consciousness, and what it's ultimately wanting to create, the positive outcome is for you to step into your personal power, to be willing to take personal responsibility, and be in a place of positivity. So I thought that was really, really on point for what the asking was today, and to really, you know, get us out there. And I know it's kind of like, wow, she really slung us out there. But I feel like those negative conditions are what is so rampant in the collective consciousness right now. And even if it's not for you in this lifetime, trust me, it's in one of your ancestors. And so it's been coming through, but it may be presenting to you in a different package. Like, you may not be in a place of victim mentality, but you may have a parent that is, or a partner, or a sibling, or a friend that is just utterly the victim 24/7. you may have people that complain a lot around you that are very bitter, or the ones like I have the mother who's the martyr. And I know I've carried that through too. And then the poverty consciousness, I think most people are in that. Even if we feel like we aren't, it's still running, and it may come through where maybe you don't want to let go of something, or you're afraid to invite something in. Those can be other aspects of how that poverty consciousness will come through. So that's kind of what we dig into with the soul work, which we will get that in today's email blast that goes out. So let's go ahead and get this code installed and let this begin to work its layers with this. Alrighty. We ask for, accept, align with, and hold this Anahata code. With gratitude, we are aligning with the Southern Cross flower essence. 42. Whoops, messed up there. Sorry, I was so excited to get going. All right, let me start over. We ask for, accept, align with, and hold this Anahata code. With gratitude, we align with the Southern Cross flower essence. 4292682256. 4292682256. 4292682256. 4292682256. 4292682256. 4292682256. 4292682256. Left palm over your right. Take a nice deep breath in and be willing to allow this assistance to come into your vessel, as it's truly here to help you reach your highest potential. It is so. All right. Okay, so as far as I will be emailing it to you all, kind of like what I had done with the two of you before, in the past, in March, I had put it on Facebook. Like I said, I'm trying to keep everything off there. I don't want them blocking or interfering with the energy in any way. So what it is, I will create an email, and it'll have your code that arose each day, the asking, the code, the description, and then your soul work will be below it. If you have any problems receiving these emails, let me know. I may try the first ones through my MailChimp, and it may shoot it to your spam, just in case. Check there. If anyone's having problems with that, then I'll just go back to just sending it straight through Gmail, and we do it that way. So you all just kind of let me know if you have any problems, and the recording will be through a Amazon S3 links like before, that you just click on and you can download them to your computer. So like I say, if any questions or anything come up, let me know, reach out. Otherwise, I'll assume everything's working okay technologically on the other side. So alrighty, so that's it for day one. I thank you for showing up, and I will see you all tomorrow, okay? Bye-bye.